Question is that this matter be referred to the council for consideration. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
That is Martin Gonga, the Speaker of the East African Legislative Assembly, confirming the vote to forward the issue to the Council of Ministers. Last week, South Sudanese lawmakers boycotted the Assembly's sitting after raising concerns about what they said were irregularities in the recruitment of employees in the East African Community Secretariat. Anito, the chairperson for the South Sudan chapter, said yesterday the Council of Ministers called chairpersons of the different chapters to tell them how sensitive the issue is and that it needed to be handled carefully to avoid causing divisions in the East African community. She says legislators will give the Council of Ministers some time to address the issue.
All the motions that we raise here, the resolutions are actually referred to the Council of Ministers to implement. So instead of debating, they said, look, we understand the situation. We are now going to take this and work on it. Give us a chance to address this problem because we know that it's very central in keeping the East African people united. So that is what has happened. They've taken responsibility. We've led them to go ahead and we'll wait. Maybe by the end of today or tomorrow, they will issue a statement regarding what course of action they are going to take regarding addressing this problem.
Ito says suspending the recruitment process will help South Sudan, which has the least number of candidates shortlisted for jobs in the secretariat. She says of the people who were shortlisted for vacancies, Tanzania had 83 people, Kenya had 73, Rwanda and Uganda had 53, and Burundi had 35. South Sudan had only 14 people shortlisted, and yet there is no guarantee that they will be hired. Ito says she suspects the East African Secretariat may start the recruitment process afresh. She calls on officials in South Sudan's East African Ministry to ensure they send people who understand how the East African community system works, something she says will guarantee South Sudan's equal share in the recruitment process.
The problem we had last time was that we did not have competent and qualified people to participate in the shortlisting and selection. So we really advise that the Ministry for East African Affairs should really follow this process properly and make sure that they send competent people, people who understand the rules and regulations for the staff rules and regulations, that they understand the quota system, to make sure that they sit together with other partner states to make sure they can make sure that the process is just.
Kim Guy Roth, another South Sudanese lawmaker in the East African Legislative Assembly, says he is happy the recruitment process was suspended because if it were to continue, South Sudan would not get any top positions in the community. He says all he wants is affirmative action for South Sudan, just as it was done for Burundi and Rwanda in 2007.
These 17 institutions, which head by executive director and deputy director, the affirmative action should apply on those positions. And it will make very clear, according to Clause 5 on the quota system, that South Sudan, you have to take healthcare center in Bujumbura, and only eligible people who are going to apply should be South Sudanese. That means we're not going to compete with other partner states.
Roth says if South Sudan is not given that position, they will petition to the parliament again and again. Mokolia Kennedy Ayerson also is a South Sudan member of the East African Legislative Assembly and says they are giving the parliament 2 days to get feedback on the recruitment process.
If they don't address their issues, we bring back this motion and it will be the first motion to be considered under our rules of procedure 17. So they have to consider this matter urgently because it's a matter of importance, regional importance. That's why it is moved under our rules procedure, Rule 30L, which says any matter of regional importance is addressed first.
Ayerson advises South Sudanese to be on the lookout so that once the recruitment process is reopened, they can apply. He cautions potential applicants to ensure they have the appropriate requirements so that legislators have the authority to defend them once anything goes wrong in the recruitment process. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Arusha, Tanzania.